today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio on a very special day. Today is the birthday anniversary of Imam Al-Kazim, Shia 7th Imam. Congratulations to all brother and sister, to all Shia Muslim brothers and sisters all around the world.
Families are gathering, remembering Allah, and that His love is the greatest by far. All praise for you, Allah, all thanks to you. The joy of Eid comes only from you.
Let's look at the calendar and then we open our topic. Today, Wednesday, is the 20th of Zilhijjah, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 29th of the month of Tir, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 20th of July, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Happy Eid. Today is a special birthday. Today is birthday anniversary of Imam Kazim, peace be upon him. The best of the best. It has been narrated that the sixth Imam, Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq, advised his close companions with the following. Treat Musa, this son of mine, well, for indeed, he's the best of my offspring, and the one I left behind as my successor. After me, he's the one who holds my position, and he is the proof in support of Allah, the glorious and exalted, as a witness upon the entirety of his creation. The sixth Imam distinctly noted that his son Musa was the most excellent among his children and the rest of creation. This distinguished feature made Musa, the son of Ja'far, the divine representative on earth after his father. Musa, the son of Ja'far, was the seventh immaculate imam in the Shia school of thought. Imam Musa continued the noble mission of safeguarding the truth in word and action, as did the preceding imams. However, the oppression of the Abbasid rulers curtailed the imam's mobility, placing him in prison for years. For his exceptional endurance, Imam Musa became known as Al-Kadhim, the one who holds back his anger and grief. What a nice name. Congratulations on the birthday anniversary of Imam Kadhim, the one who holds back his anger and grief.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bin asta'in. We are going to be concerned with the graceful birth of the seventh infallible Imam, Musa al-Kadhim alayhi salam. Kadhim means someone who swallows his anger. And there are other designations for Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam, such as Alim, the learned, Saleh, good doer, Bab al-Hawaij, at the gate of fulfilling people's needs, and some others. At the same time, it must be indicated that Imam, the seventh infallible Imam, Imam Musa bin Ja'far, salam Allah alayhi, spent around 7 or 14 years in jail in Baghdad. And this was because Ma'mun, the Abbasid caliph and ruler, was very much scared of Imam al-Kadhim's activities in order to enlighten and in order to educate the Shi'is. It indicates that the tyrant rulers were not scared of any military power or any military activity. Rather, they were very much concerned with, and of course they felt great danger in the intellectual upbringing of people. So that we find that although Imam Musa Ja'far Salamullah Alayhi never embarked on any military experience or any military endeavor against the tyrants, the Abbasid tyrants, because people were not ready in order to support him, the tyrant rulers never wanted people to be informed of the delicacies of the Islamic religion as expressed and taught by an infallible imam. And because of this, the Abbasid ruler imprisoned Imam Musa Ja'far Salamullah Alayhi. We find that Imam Musa Ja'far Salamullah Alayhi was imprisoned not in Medina, in his hometown. Rather, he was taken from Medina to Baghdad, and now the capital city of Iraq, and he was imprisoned over there because the Abbasid took Baghdad as the capital city. The holy shrine of Imam Musa al-Kadhim alayhi salam is located in the vicinity of Baghdad in a place known as al-Kadhimiyya, a place named after him. Thank you.
Ya man ataita fazitta hubbana as'adtana wa jama'ta shamlana anta hadiyatun min Allah lana بعد انتظارنا لك طول السنة فيك السرور والهنا حمدا لك يا ربنا عيد سعيد Let's enjoy this happy day عيد مبارك Come on let's celebrate عيد سعيد Let's enjoy this happy day عيد مبارك Celebrate, let's celebrate. Allah, Allah, thank you for this day.
Al-Kadhim, the seventh Imam. After Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq's martyrdom, the Ja'fari University continued to prosper under the leadership of the seventh Imam, Imam Musa al-Kadhim. Imam Musa was respected for the light of his brilliance as well as the profundity of his character. Scholars of Islam across the board have been humbled before Imam Musa's moral and spiritual standing. The well-known Sunni scholar Ibn Hajar al-Haythami has written this part in describing the Imam. Musa al-Kadhim is the inheritor of his father's knowledge, awareness, perfection, and virtue. He was called Al-Kadhim for the multitude of his granted pardons and his forbearance. He was known amongst the people of Iraq as the door at which Allah fulfills needs. He was the most devout amongst the people of his time, the most knowledgeable and the most generous amongst them. Dear brothers and sisters, thank you for joining us. You are listening today's special on a special occasion. Today is the birthday anniversary of Imam Al-Kadhim, Shia's seventh Imam. Congratulations to all of you.
Let us rejoice indeed. This is the day of Eid. Let us rejoice indeed. For this is the day of
Eid. La ilaha illallah Muhammad.
Returning FedEx. One day Harun tried to gauge Imam al-Kadhim's thoughts regarding the Abbasid political rule. In his attempt, Harun expressed his willingness to return the land of FedEx, which was usurped from Lady Zahra, to its rightful owners. The Holy Imam responded with the following. I would not take it unless it is returned with its true boundaries. Harun then inquired, and what are its boundaries? Imam al-Kadhim answered, if I specify the boundaries, you will not return it. When Harun insisted, adamantly, Imam Musa al-Kazim declared boundaries which express the true meaning behind the idea of Fadak. As for the first boundary, it is Aden, the southern edge of the nation. The second boundary is Samarkand, the eastern edge of the nation. The third boundary is Africa, the western edge of the nation. And for the fourth boundary, it is as the coast beyond the land of Khazars and Armenia, the northern edge of the nation. Harun became more furious as the Imam listed each successive boundary until he finally exclaimed with a mixture of sadness and anger, "So nothing is left for us."
Imam lived in the city of Al-Madinah. In the city of Al-Madinah, there used to be a Wahhabi man, today's Wahhabis. He was a Nasibi who hated Ahlul Bayt. Every time he would pass by the Imam, he would make fun of him, he would mock him, and he would insult him. So one day, the companions of the seventh Imam, they gathered and they said, "You know what? Enough is enough. This man has overdone it. And now we have to seek revenge for the Imam. We have to put him to a stop. What do? Let's kill him." So they decide to assassinate him. They go to the Imam to ask for permission. "This person, every day he insults you. We want to go and kill him." So they wanted to resort to violence to get rid of this enemy. The Imam right away told him, "What? You want to kill him? No way, never." And it's not just because the Imam that will make him look bad. The Imam tells him, he tells his companions, "This in itself is a failed strategy. Every time someone insults you, you want to go pick a fight with them? How many fights can you pick? You know, when you're in high school, everyone that looks at you in a way, you don't like it, you're getting cocky with me, you want to go throw a fist. How many fights can you get engaged in, correct? So there must be a better method than just to fight whoever insults you." The Imam says, "Let me show you, not just tell you, let me show you a much better method. Instead of going and fighting against your enemy, turn your enemy into a friend." How? Now this requires wisdom. The Imam alayhi salam, the next day, he asked for his address, the person who would insult him every day, the Nasibi. They tell him he has a farm outside the city of Medina. He takes a bag filled with money, golden coins, and he goes to that man's farm. The man is taking care of his plants, his garden. The Imam, he comes off his mule and he starts approaching him. So this man is surprised now. What is the Imam doing here? He arrives at the Imam. As soon as he arrives, the Imam does one important but very easy thing. He smiles at his face. And then he says, "Salam." And he takes out the money. He says, "I have brought you this as a gift." That man says, "I was so shocked and embarrassed. I wish the earth would swallow me. I insult this guy for years and he comes and he brings me a gift." The next day, the companions of the Imam do not know what had happened. They come to the masjid to sit with the Imam. All of a sudden, they see this enemy, he's sitting and waiting for the Imam. What does he want? He's waiting as if he's a student of the Imam. They go to the Imam, they tell him, "What's going on?" He tells them, "I made this person, this enemy, I made him into a friend. You guys wanted to kill him. I had a much better idea. All I did, a kind act." If you do a kind act even to your greatest enemy, at the end of the day, that person has feelings and emotions. He's a human being. You can easily attract that person's heart.
On the auspicious day of birthday anniversary of Imam al-Kazim, peace be upon him, we offer our congratulations to all dear Muslim sisters and brothers.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami, La fata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami, علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي